Welcome to Testimony Tuesday, your weekly podcast for inspiring stories of faith and transformation. I'm your host, and each week we invite believers to share their personal journeys and encounters with God. Whether you're looking to strengthen your faith, find encouragement, or discover how others have walked through challenges with grace and trust in the Lord, this is the place for you. So take a moment to quiet your heart and open your mind as we dive into today's powerful testimony. Let's find strength and inspiration together as we draw closer to God. Are you ready? Let's begin.
How do you celebrate your mother if she didn't love you? I've done thousands of personal sessions with women and men who had mothers who treated them badly. Many have been emotionally wounded deeply their entire lives from their moms, who caused them to feel rejected, like they were a burden, unworthy, hated, jealous, despised, unwanted, and betrayed. So many who grew up with moms who did not want them, never loved them, and were mean to them since they were born. Then every year when Mother's Day rolls around, they are reminded of all the pain and wounds again. And often, their moms say more hurtful words to them on that day, if they're still communicating. Jesus said in Matthew 10:34-37, that a man's enemies would be those of his own household. If you choose to serve Jesus, and your mom doesn't, as she's still hurting from her childhood, then she's going to say things that are going to hurt you. And she can even be going to church and still hear demonic spirits that will cause her to say things that will hurt and wound you. So, how is a person to deal with a mom who hurts them? It's important to be able to forgive your mom from your heart. You don't have to tell them to their face, but go to God. In Matthew 18:21-35, it talks about when we don't forgive someone who hurt us, that we won't be forgiven for our sins, and we will then be turned over to the tormentors, while demons torment us in our minds and our physical bodies. So how do you forgive someone that hurt you, that should have loved you? Ask Jesus to show you how your mom was hurt as a child, and you will learn that they were often hurt by their own father, by their own mother, or sexually molested. They got demons because of it, which caused them to hurt you. Then give all those toxic emotions that you felt from them, like anger and hatred and hurt and sadness and rejection and feeling despised, give that to Jesus and allow him to heal you. Then command all the demons that attach to your soul to go to the pit in Jesus' name. You'll feel so much better, and even notice that you'll feel lighter, because demons cause us to feel heavy. They'll weigh us down and feel sad. So then you can see your mother as Christ sees her, with more compassion for her own wounds.
Testimony Tuesday Narcissism. Mother's Day was a few days ago, and I found myself in an awkward situation. I saw a post that I've shared with you that captured my thoughts perfectly. My instinct as a son who's been tormented by my mother my entire life was to ignore the day and do nothing. My thought process was this: I do my best not to call my mother. For instance, when I'm speaking about her to her husband, I don't refer to her as my mother. I refer to her as his wife. I personally don't feel as though she is my mother. Not only did she not do motherly things, I also now know all the things she did and participated in to destroy me and my destiny. The next thing is, I've seen what she does with the gifts people have given her over the years. I've been through every inch of this house cleaning, and the truth is, she doesn't care about anything that's given to her. That's a narcissist way. But if you don't give them something, they'll play the victim and use it against you to torment you. As a child of God, I've put myself in a place to see her from his eyes. She has not been healed from the things that were done to her in her childhood. That's why she became this person who wants to destroy all she touches. So my dilemma is, how do I honor my mother who has done nothing but try to hurt me? Hence this testimony. I've suffered my entire life at the hands of narcissists. My mother, my wives, and people who I thought were my friends, all narcissists. Thus, my struggles in life, being controlled, manipulated, lied to, and more, with no idea it was happening to me. I thought the things I went through were normal. I now know that's not the case. It wasn't until I gave my life to Christ that I slowly began to see the truth. Things began to make me uncomfortable on the inside, and I began noticing behaviors and patterns of the surrounding people. The more I became familiar with who I was in Christ, the more my eyes could see what was taking place. Even then, I still had no definition of what was taking place. Then one day, God revealed it to me through another person's story. As I listened to this person's story, I realized it was my story. At that moment, I had not only a name for what I was experiencing, but I had received an understanding behind what I was dealing with. My next steps were to research what I was up against. As I came to gain knowledge of the narcissist, it then became easy to see who these people were in my life. At that point, I knew I had to change the way I did things. I knew I needed a strategy to counteract what they had been so conformable doing to me. This was not an easy task. I was falling into the traps and pitfalls they set for me constantly. But yet again, one day, God gave me the answer, again through the voice of another. The instructions were precise and clear, three instructions, and as I implemented them, they began to work. It was so simple that I'm surprised I didn't think of it myself. The beautiful thing about God is, what he was actually showing me was my weakness. It was one thing to grow up under this demonic influence. It was another to live my life under this influence. But now was the time to overcome and be delivered from this influence. And that's exactly what took place. My ex-wife was staying with me because of some hardships. As a narcissist, I had not known at the time she was doing some things that were odd and getting under my skin. I contributed it to the fact that it was her sense of humor. She's different, but that wasn't the case. It was the demonic spirits operating from within her to torment me. At the time, I had no idea. This went on the majority of the time she stayed with me, till God showed me the answer that day. Three things, that's all it took for me to turn the tables against the enemy using a loved one against me. These were the words given to me to do. Do not respond, do not engage, do not be provoked. It was that simple. As I did this, something began to happen. I could see something change in her. She began to become depressed. She began to realize that what was being done was no longer working. The more I became strong in this behavior, I began regaining my power back. I began to be unaffected by the tricks and plots of the enemy. I began to not only resist the attempts, I could see them coming and avoid them. Before I go any further, I want to remind you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So though it was someone I loved doing these things, it wasn't. It was the demonic forces using her to come against me. This is common more than you may realize. The other wonderful part about what was taking place is that a narcissist will put on a facade of what the truth is. God was showing me the entire time what was taking place, though she was acting as though life was good. Once I implemented what I was told, she went into a tailspin. She was being tormented by the demons she allowed to enter her, and God was showing me everything that was taking place. See, not only did I do what God showed me to do, I took it a step further and began to isolate myself from her. I turned to God, stayed in my room, and only interacted if needed. I was cold and distant until she could show me she was changed. This was the beginning to me overcoming the narcissistic behavior. Remember, she isn't the only one. I've done the same with my mother. The difference is that my mother is also a witch, which adds another dynamic to it. But back to the dilemma of Mother's Day. What do you do? I woke up that day and was feeling like, I don't care, I'm not going to worry about it. I never did say Happy Mother's Day to her, though I did say it to her the day before in response to doing a cleaning job for her that she was needing to do, but I did it as a gift for Mother's Day. As the day went on, though, it hit my spirit to cook dinner for her. I went to prepare the meal and asked her if she would like for me to do so. Her response was that her and her husband were going out for dinner, but that I could cook for the next day, so I did. In order for you to grasp the dynamic taking place in this house right now, I need to share a few things with you. Again, I'm not wrestling against my mother, but against the demons operating within her. The next thing is, she is fully aware that I know everything she's done against me. She is terrified that the truth will come out. She also is aware that my time for my inheritance is here, and she has been fighting against that happening. The next thing is, I can see the irritation in her, the anger in her, the wondering of how nothing that's been tried has worked. It's tormenting her. I see it in various ways. The last thing is, there was a spiritual battle taking place in this home that she knows has been lost by the enemy. This also is tormenting. to watch me succeed, to watch me elevate and do what no one in the family has been able to do, angers and torments the enemy. They don't want to see me go higher than them. They don't want to see me set the family free from generational bondage. That's why they fought so hard to destroy me. They know I will be the first millionaire in the family. They know I've broken the chains of bondage off myself and all future generations. They know that the eye disease that has cursed the males in my family for decades is over. They now know that my God is greater and stronger than anything else in this world. They now know I'm not one to be played with because of the God I believe in. I've overcome the narcissist and dismantled them from messing with me ever again. May you be blessed, enlightened, and encouraged by what you've heard.
Thank you for joining us this Testimony Tuesday. It's always inspiring to hear the powerful ways God works in our lives, and I hope today's story has touched your heart and strengthened your faith. Remember, we gather here every week to share and listen to the journeys that bring us closer to our Creator. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platform so you never miss an episode. And if you found today's testimony uplifting, please consider sharing it with friends or family who might also be encouraged by these stories. I'm your host, Edwin, wishing you a week filled with faith, hope, and God's everlasting love. Until next time, keep carrying the light. God bless.